Hello, hi, good people. Welcome to my podcast. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as your mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious. And I'm so happy, I'm so excited to be here, to be doing this. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so, so very much for finding time to listen to yet another episode from me. So today it's Sunday, the 15th of November 2020. The time is around 1700 is the time right now. And I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful to be doing this. I'm so glad that I found time to actually do this. It's been a minute. It's been quite some time since I've been here. And I do hope that you guys are doing well. I do hope that you guys have been good and that everything is working together for your good. So it's the month of November. It's the month of November. Welcome to the month of November. Welcome to the month of November. We are only a month away from 2021. So how is November treating you so far? How are you treating the month of November? So far, how is it going for you? How is the month of November going for you? I do believe, I do hope that you are still holding on unto the spirit of gratitude. You are still holding on unto the spirit of hope, with the spirit of faith. You know, you believe in yourself still. You stand still and you believe that you are capable of doing everything that you aspire to do. You know, it's a good Sunday. It's a good Sunday. It's a very great Sunday. I do hope that you are having an amazing day. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? Remember, gratitude goes a long way and you always have something to be grateful for. So what are you grateful for today? What is it that is in your heart that you want to thank God for, that you just want to say, you know what, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for life, I'm grateful for the house, I'm grateful for my clothes, I'm grateful for my life, I'm grateful for... You always have... There are a lot of things that you can be grateful for. Even the littlest things you can be grateful for. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? Always remember to hold on unto the spirit of gratitude. It does go a long way. So today I just want to talk about something that this world has made it a norm, you know, to find it easy to actually say it, impossible. I want to talk about impossible. Impossible is just an opinion. It is just a mere opinion. You know, I want to talk about choosing to live life into possibilities, because impossible is just an opinion. So remember that we live in a world that has made it a norm to find it easy to say it's impossible rather than possible, it's possible. A world that makes it easy to believe it's impossible to be different. It is impossible to leave a different mark. It is impossible to be remembered for something totally, completely different. We live in a world that makes it easier to believe that if it hasn't been done before, it cannot be done. If nobody has ever done it before, you cannot do it. A world that constantly reminds us how impossible it is to turn it into a better place. A world that has turned the word impossible into a declaration, into a fact, and into a reality. But this here, this episode here, is just a kind reminder that impossible is not a fact. It is just an opinion. Remember that an opinion is not a true reflection of reality. It can only become a reality when you allow and make it a reality. So that's exactly what impossible is. Just a mere opinion. So don't make it your reality. Don't ever make a mistake of making impossible your reality. It's just a mere opinion. And don't succumb. Don't buy into it. In the words of Muhammad Ali, he says, impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they have been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it is an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration, it is a dare. Impossible is potential. Impossible is temporal. Impossible is nothing. So here's my question to you. What is it gonna be for you in this world? What is it gonna be for you in this world? What are you going to do with the life you've been freely given? What are you going to do with the world you have been freely given? Are you going to live life as it comes, or you are going to live into possibilities? Are you going to live and live this world as you found it? Or you are going to evolve, you are going to explore and make it a better place? What is it gonna be for you? What is it going to be for you? Well, I'm here to tell you that you have the ability to turn the impossible into possible. You have what it takes to do things that haven't been done before. You are capable of breaking the world's record. You have what it takes to rewrite the world's history. So what is it gonna be for you? What is it going to be for you? Remember that on a journey towards your dreams, some people will tell you how hard it is, how impossible it is to achieve the things that you aspire to achieve. Hear me and hear me well. Listening to those people is the luxury you cannot afford. Don't listen to them. Do not listen to them. You should remember that someone's opinion about something is just that. Their opinion and not a fact. It's not a fact. It's just their opinion. So if someone says it is impossible to do this, what they mean is it's impossible for them, not you. Because it's their experience, not yours. It's their reality, not yours. It's their life, not yours. You are completely a different person altogether, with different set of skills, with a different mindset, with different life experiences, with different everything altogether. So don't at any point inherit their way of life, their view of life, or their reality. Don't you dare do that. So in any undertaking whatsoever, bear in mind that impossible is not a fact. It is just a mere opinion. And opinions are not a true reflection of reality. So plant your feet on the ground and live into possibilities. Believe that you can do amazing and great things in this life. In this world, you are your own limitation. Remember that. You are your own limitation. It doesn't matter whether something has been done before or hasn't been done before. You can do it. You can be the first to do it. But first, you must believe it's possible. You must first believe you can do it. So focus your mind and heart into the possibilities. Don't settle for the life less than the life you're capable of living. Don't make that mistake of settling for the life less than the life you are capable of living. Go for the life of your dreams because it's possible. Don't succumb to the world's impossible opinion because everything is possible in this world. Don't settle for the world you have been given. You are more than capable to turn the world into a better place. Yes, it is possible. Nothing is ever impossible until you choose to see it that way. Nothing is ever impossible until you choose to make it impossible. Until you choose to make impossible your reality. Impossible things are possible until you declare them impossible. So go for the life of your dreams. Go for your dreams because it's very possible. It's possible. We always hear people say, nobody has done it before. So what? So what? What if nobody has done it before? Just because it hasn't been done before doesn't mean it cannot be done. Just go for it. Go for it. Don't listen to people telling you it cannot be done. Nobody's done it before. This is hard. This you cannot do. Don't listen to them. Go for it. Go for what you believe in. Go for what you aspire to do. Because it is possible. Remember that impossible, the moment you say impossible, your mind shuts down. It shuts down because it doesn't have to think anymore. It literally shuts down. And that's when and where the impossible becomes your reality. Please don't limit yourself. Don't you dare limit yourself. Live into possibilities. Because everything always seems impossible until it's done. So go for it. Just go for it. And always remember that impossible is just a mere opinion which can become a reality. For someone who believes something is impossible, makes that something impossible for them. So don't you dare believe that anything whatsoever is impossible in this world. Because the moment you believe that something is impossible, you make that something impossible for you. So even if it's possible for others, the moment you say something is impossible, it becomes impossible for you. But when you believe that it's possible, you awaken your chance of making it possible. You awaken and increase your chance of making it possible. So don't you dare say it's impossible. Don't you dare say this is impossible, I cannot do. Because impossible would shut down your mind, while possible opens up your mind to think. So choose wisely what opinion you are going to believe. Is it impossible for you, or is possible for you? Keep this in mind. Keep this in mind always. What is impossible for someone isn't impossible for you. What is impossible for someone isn't impossible for you. You are you, and that's your superpower. You are you, that's your superpower. So go for it. Go for the life of your dreams. Go for the life of your dreams. Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare think that it's impossible, because it is possible, and your dreams are very valid. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as the mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious. Bye for now.